Think about old time banjo playing, which is what you're hearing me do, is that there are lots of different tunings. When you play bluegrass, you pretty much stay in an open G tuning, and if you want to change keys, then you put on a capo. But in old time banjo, we use capos sometimes, but more often we retune the banjo for different songs and different moods and so on. And I have lots of guitars, but I only have one banjo, so you're going to have to sit through my retuning here. The tuning I used on the first two banjo songs is called a double C tuning, because two notes are tuned to C, and that's a real popular tuning in old-time banjo. And this tuning is a very unusual one. If it takes me a minute, you have to bear with me, because this is a flexible here, that, and every time you retune one string, it changes the tension, and all the other strings are sort of like chasing cats to get them, herding cats. There's a saying in the folk music world that banjo players spend half their life tuning and the other half playing out of tune. Saying this is a very unusual tuning, and it was used a lot by a banjo picker named Doc Bobbs from North Carolina. He loved this one, or there was one where there was a slight variation on this, but he played just about everything out of this tuning. He didn't invent it or have a monopoly on it, but so much so that a lot of people call it Boggs tuning, and I think of it as Boggs tuning. I don't think they'll ever name a tuning after me, but... this is a song that Doc Boggs did used to play and sing, and using his tuning, but I don't play it, and I certainly don't sing it anything like he did. But. And all you students out there, this is a little ear training test. There's something very strange about this song and the way it's put together with the banjo accompaniment. See if you can pick up on what it is.
Around that long neck bottle, and we'll all go out on the spree.
pick up on it? Right. The tune's in a minor mode. It's basically a minor pentatonic, but here I am playing the major third on this little short drone string the whole time. Don't you love that? You can't get away with that when you're doing Bach. You know?